everybody. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Woo! Welcome, everybody, to the season of fall.
Yes, it is the middle of October now. And I feel like we're in the midst of fall. Do you feel it, Amy, or no?
Yes, I do. When you think of autumn, what are the things that you think about, Haley?
Leaves changing color. The sun setting sooner. Coldness. What do you think of?
Well, I remember when you told me in our previous podcast about how, or it could have just been us talking, so I'm sorry if this is not from the previous podcast, but you said that when you think of pumpkin patches, you want it to be warm when you go to the pumpkin patch. And I say when I go to the pumpkin patch, I would like it to be cold. And so when you think of fall, do you don't think of cold? You said you thought of cold. But the pumpkin patch is warm in your vision. So I'm just curious. Like 75 degrees and sunny.
Like the sun is setting. And so it's like 60. 65. Oh, wow. And like breezy.
Ooh.
That's okay. What I think of, yeah. When I think of like the pumpkin patch. Mm-hmm. It's like dusk time. But I mean, that is a good point, because the last time I was talking about it, that I was like, Halloween tends to be warm. And it's the last time we were talking, it was cool, but now it's warm again.
Yeah, I think we're in a heat wave.
Yeah. And I was like, it does then align, but I think next week is going to be cool.
Have you been to a pumpkin patch yet for the season of pumpkin patching?
No, I honestly don't normally go to a pumpkin patch.
Oh, wow.
Have you been already?
No. I haven't been. I don't think I'll go this year.
Really? Not even with your sisters?
Yeah. Well, lately they've been trying to explore more and different things. And so I had asked you earlier if you knew any local craft fairs or little arts and crafts markets, pop-up markets that I could explore with my family. And so thank you for your recommendations, Haley. You are wonderful. Well knowledgeable. And so we did go to a few, and it was really, really cool. And I think that's probably what we're going to be doing for the next few weekends, since they got these enamel pins. And once you get one enamel pin, you're like, wow, I've got to collect them all. And so we've got two really cute enamel pins, some button pins, some, you know, those decorative, like, things for your Crocs. So those two. And so that's probably what we're going to be doing. And I think that'll be something different instead, like a normal pumpkin patch thing. Also, side note, pumpkin patches are really expensive.
Are they? You have to pay to get in?
Or to, like, participate in anything in the pumpkin patch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, normally, I thought you just, like, buy a pumpkin. But I guess for kids, they have, like, that bouncy slide thing.
And a corn maze sometimes. And a petting zoo.
Oh, okay.
And food.
Oh, yeah, I have not been to a pumpkin patch actually in a very long time, but it's just the pictures look so cute.
Lately, there's also been a lot of people, so you have to really work to get a cute photo with no one in your photo. And that's a lot of work, and that's stressful, and it makes me sweaty, because I'm like, oh, sorry, and you're, like, running into people, and then you feel self-conscious when you try to pose for a cute pumpkin patch photo.
That's fair.
It's a whole thing. You have to mentally prepare yourself before you go.
Yeah, I would assume that's why I haven't been, because thinking about all those people, you know, kind of stresses me out. And it's like, yeah, trying to take a photo. And you're like, you, I want a photo. I'm like, please take a photo of me. And then they're like, why are you so awkward? And it's like, because I don't know what to do with everybody looking at me, even though I asked you to take a photo of me.
Yeah. And sometimes the photo, you have to be kind of awkward for it to be cute. Like, you have to stand away, like, with the pumpkin, you know? And then if you're having, like, a stranger take it, then that makes it even more awkward. I admire people who are very confident in their photos.
Yeah, I have a coworker where she liked this outfit that she wore one day, and she said, Haley, take photos of me. And I said, I'm really bad at taking photos. And she goes, it's okay, how bad can it really be? And I was like, okay. And then she had me take photos of her, and she does the whole, you know, when we take photos, and it's like, stare at the camera with a smile, and that's all we know how to do. Or at least that's all I know how to do. And so,
me too.
But she was doing the whole, like, posing and, like, kind of, like, looking away and, like, looking cool. And I was like, how can you do that while I'm here taking this photo of you? Because when I try, I mean, also, when I think about it, if I hand my phone to my mom and I say, take a photo of me, and I'm not looking at the camera, she'll wait until I'm looking at the camera, right? But, like, sometimes the cool photo is, or, like, you want it to look, yeah, you want it to look candid and, like, cute. And so, but then it's like, my mom goes, why aren't you looking at the camera? And then it's embarrassing if you point it out like that.
Didn't we say before that we should do a photo shoot sometime?
Yeah.
Or maybe I said that in my head.
Did we not do a photo shoot? Like when we went to the mall?
Photo booth place?
Yeah.
Yes, but also, what if we want cute photos so then we could, like, use them for our podcast?
Okay, do you have ideas in mind?
Nope, because I do think we would need help posing. Or else it would just be us smiling, and that's it.
Yeah, but I think it helps if, you know, because I have that tripod. So if we set it up, if no one is on the other side and no one's looking at us, we should be more natural, right?
Right.
So that could be good. We could be, like, at a park, an empty park.
Add that to the list.
Do you like the Halloween season?
I've never really been really a Halloween person. It just comes and goes. Don't really decorate or anything. We do paint pumpkins, but I think that's about it. We go trick-or-treating, but, you know, I think there's a difference between, like, you just do things because it's Halloween, and there's people who, like, love Halloween, and they go all out, and they decorate, and they embody the spirit of Halloween. And I don't think that's really me. I don't even watch scary movies.
Oh, but you don't like scary movies.
I know.
So. But do you watch, like, Halloween movies? Like, for example, My Babysitter is a Vampire. You know, it's like, it's not a scary movie, but it's a Halloween movie.
No, do you watch Halloween movies?
Yeah, I love Halloween movies. I do
feel... You are a Halloween girl.
I wouldn't say I'm a Halloween girl, because I'm with you that, for example, like, thinking about dressing up for Halloween, I'm not that into it, that I'm not thinking about it all the time, but I am, like, if we're going somewhere for Halloween, it would be fun to come up with a costume. Like, it's more, I like the spirit of Halloween, but I wouldn't say I'm 100%, because when you meet a Halloween girly, you know they're a Halloween girly, so I'm not claiming that energy, but I like when other people are excited about things.
Yeah, I feel that. And in a way, I do think it's fun to enjoy just the seasons. So if you were dressing up for the Halloween season, or for Halloween, are you going to any parties or anything? Are you being anything?
No, I don't normally go to any parties, mainly because I don't have a lot of friends who throw Halloween parties. But sometimes I think I would like, I wish there were more activities for adults on Halloween that don't have kids. Like, what is there to do?
Do you think that if we do trivia night near Halloween, it would be Halloween themed?
Should we go?
I think we should. That's what I was thinking.
Should we dress up?
We should.
Okay, okay.
That'd be so cute.
Wait, that would actually be really fun. I'm in.
I think that'd be fun, too.
Okay, put it in your calendar, Amy, because now it's official.
Okay. Now you have to think about what you want to be.
Yeah, now I'm excited. I think that is my thing. If I don't have anywhere to go, I don't want to think of a costume because it's not like I'm going to be able to dress up. Like, I could just at home, but if nobody else dresses up, it's just me. Okay. But yeah, I was talking to my boss today because she has two daughters, you know, and so I was like, hey, do you have your Halloween costume? And she was like, yeah, you know, we just bought one for her. And then the other girl's going as what she went last year. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like, are you going to dress up? Because they allow us to dress up at work.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. And so it's like, I was like, no, because here's the thing, the whole Mean Girls thing, that Halloween is just an excuse to dress slutty. But you can't do that at work, so you have to have a work-appropriate costume, which is so boring. Oh, yeah. So you have to think of something that's fun, but also work-appropriate.
Are you going to be slutty on trivia night? Because you totally should.
No, Amy. Maybe, Amy.
Yes.
What are the options? Do you have any? Do you know what you're going to go as?
I was thinking, well, I don't know, but the idea has been tossed around. So the first original idea was I would be a Pocky stick.
Oh, that's cute.
And then the second idea was I would be the Pokemon Eevee.
Oh, how would you do that?
So I was thinking getting a headband for like the ears, right? And then using like one of those like fluffy scarves. And then I need a tail. So somehow get a tail. And then I think that's it. Wear something brown. Wear brown, all brown.
Okay, that seems good.
And yeah, that basically case, like a fox cat thing.
In that case, I will go as Misty, the Pokemon trainer.
That'd be super cute.
Yeah, I'll have to think if I have the stuff. Maybe I'll go as Brock. That's really easy.
That's really cool, too. There's also, like, you could be May.
That seems hard, though. She wears,
like, bandana, like the red one.
Oh, I was thinking of the other girl. You know the new Pokemon girl? Oh. Yeah, she's, like, blue and she has a little penguin, right? That's true. Okay, so I'll lean into that. And we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Okay. And then our our team name can be Pokemon Pals.
Okay. That's cute. Okay, sounds like we're locked and loaded. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So do you consider yourself more a Christmas girly?
Yes, I think I am more of a Christmas girly. But similar to you, I enjoy the season, but if you see a Christmas girly and I'm standing next to a Christmas girly, I would not be the Christmas girly.
Okay.
We're very, like, moderate here. Like, we enjoy it, but we're not, like, there. There's people who's more embodying that holiday spirit. But I do like Christmassy things.
Mm-hmm. Like?
Go see the Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And make gingerbread houses, Christmas crafts, like making like snowflakes. I also enjoy getting gifts. Sometimes it's stressful when you feel like you're in a rut and you're like, oh, I can't think of anything good. But like when you get the ball rolling, you get really excited. And then you're like, I can't wait for everyone to open my gifts that I got them because they're really good.
That's true. I think October, November, December are just really good months. You know, they really get you excited, which I think is good at the end of the year. But then January, February, March are not really good months.
No. But when we get to April and May, those are good. It picks back up again.
But as someone with a boyfriend, do you get excited about Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think so, but it's not in a sense where we do anything fancy, and I think I've told you before where we usually keep it low-key, so now it's just tradition that we just enjoy dinner, but not at a fancy place. I think the other year we got In-N-Out, and then we watch a rom-com.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
And so I actually already have one that's on my list for what to watch, because okay. It popped up on my TikTok. You know how sometimes movie clips just pop up, and then you end up, like, watching it, and you're invested because they post, like, the good part?
Yeah.
So actually tell me if you've seen this before, because it is on Netflix. It's called Love at First Sight.
Oh, I just watched that one.
Really? Is it good?
I can't tell you.
Oh, no. I'm nervous. It seems what? Good when I watch the clip.
I would agree. But also, I did see that a lot of people liked it.
Ooh, that means you didn't like it.
I mean, it's not my favorite rom-com.
Leap Year is tough to beat for me.
Leap Year is so, so good. So, I wish I could tell you everything I felt about it, because I do have some strong feelings.
You should tell me. Then I won't waste my time.
No, because you have to watch it, because people really liked it. But I can't wait until February. I can't tell you what I think. And then in February, you're going to watch it. You won't remember what I've said. I won't remember the movie.
You won't.
But then I won't be able to hear your opinion on it and have my opinion be fresh.
Yeah, so basically you should tell me your opinion now, and then I'll tell you my opinion after I watch it.
But I won't remember the movie. So my opinion won't be as strong as it is right now. Right now is peak. I have the feelings.
Okay, tell me then. And it's recorded. It's cemented in history. So if we want to listen to it again before me telling my opinion, at least you remember how you felt and you were able to express it at this point in time right now.
Okay. Do you think we will remember talking about this in a few months? Like, I can imagine on that podcast episode, I'm like, oh, Amy, what did you do for Valentine's Day? And you're going to say, oh, well, we watched this movie. And I'd be like, oh, cool, I've seen that one. And then we'll say exactly what we just said right here. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I liked it. And I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. Do you think we'll remember?
Well, you know what? I think we will, because we are having this conversation asking if we will remember. So we are further cementing it into our memory that we will remember.
Okay. This is on our listeners to listen to the episode in February and remind us if we forget. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Now I will tell you my feelings.
I'm ready.
I'm not sure if it's because I had high expectations going into it, because I saw some TikToks that people were saying, it is amazing. And then my parents, they watched it without me and they said, oh, it's really, really good. And my dad was like, I'll watch it again with you, because he liked it so much. And I was like, okay. So that was really hyped. And then watching it, I did cry. So I guess it was good. But I cried more because it's a family movie. It's about family more than it was about the love. That I was like, this is actually really dumb. The love part. But did you know, as you might because you've watched a TikTok, that it's actually like based off a book?
I might have forgotten, so you just reminded me. So now I know. So do you think I should read the book first?
No.
Oh no, that would ruin it, right? We had this conversation.
Oh, yeah, we have. But I think because it's an old book. I mean, this is going off of no research whatsoever, so I'm not sure if the book I'm thinking of is actually the book that it's based off, but I saw that it was based off a book, and I was like, yes. In my head, I was like, it is this book, obviously. But I think it's an old book that I saw and was like, okay, the premise doesn't sound very good. So either I read the synopsis and didn't think it was worth my time, or I read it and I didn't think it was worth my time. Either way, I don't think you should read the book. Especially after watching the movie, I don't think you should read the book. But maybe the book is better.
But I'm curious now, because you think that the romance part was not, like, it's not a romance enough to be a good romance rom-com. Is it even calm? Is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny. Okay. But you know how we say that maybe you should read the... Because I did feel like after watching the movie, I was like, I should read the book. because I do think books are able to develop the romance better. However, the movie is called Love at First Sight. And you know how a lot of people have gripes about books that have love at first sight? It is very much the name of the movie, Love at First Sight. And I think in movie format.
Yeah. Ooh.
So ooh. Take that.
No slow burn.
Yeah, so I would imagine you would like it because of the family. I liked it because of that. But have you ever seen the movie? Sorry, I'm going to get off track. But have you seen the movie? Okay, wait, let me look it up.
Who's in it?
Mark Wahlberg and, like, Rose Byrne. Rose Byrne?
Don't know.
Movie. Oh, it's called Instant Family.
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, I think you should put it on your list because it's really good.
Instant Family. All right. And it's not a rom-com?
It says drama / comedy.
Okay. I'm excited.
Sorry,
have you seen Fair Play?
No. What's it about?
So think Wolf on Wall Street, but like a girl version. I also haven't seen Wolf on Wall Street. But I read like a comment because now I get everything on TikTok, and so there was this trailer for the movie on Netflix, and it's about this girl and this guy, their fiance, and they both work for a hedge fund in New York, so it's like super competitive. And so one day there's a job position available, like one promotional opportunity, and so they are both vying for it, and basically the girl gets it, and it's about how this affects their relationship, but it's like she's in a male environment, right? A male dominated, and then she has to be a go-getter, but then she's like against her fiance, and at home it's like steamy, but at work there's like tension. It's supposed to be like a sexy, scary, maybe sexy thriller, that kind of thing. It piqued my interest. I don't know if it would be too much for me or not. So I was just curious if you watched it because it got high reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no, I haven't even heard of it. Let me type it in. Fair.
Yes. And it's the girl from Bridgerton.
Oh, interesting. Okay. No, I hadn't heard anything. It says it's an erotic psychological thriller film.
Yeah, like I said, sexy thriller.
I'm gonna be honest, Amy, that doesn't seem like it's up your alley.
It doesn't. But I think I liked the trailer. So maybe if you watch the trailer, you're like, ooh, that looks interesting.
Okay. It does say Netflix's Fair Play has plenty of sex, but it's not an erotic thriller. So what I'm hearing is that I should not watch this with my family.
Oh yeah, that's a no.
You know, whenever you watch a movie and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no.
I hate that. You can never get over it. It's just so awkward. What do you do?
Yeah, you know, like, Gone Girl? Have you seen that?
I haven't. It sounds scary. I, you know, the concept.
Yeah, it was a thriller. And yeah, but I was out with, like, my grandma and my aunt. We watched it in the movie theater, and then there was a sex scene. And I was like, I didn't even know what the movie was about, you know? We were just all there, and I was like, this is fun.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're acclimated with your family, then I think it's fine if you can watch.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing to have one sex scene, and there's another to be has plenty of sex. Yeah, because I understand what you're saying. When it's, like, sex, and you're, like, there, and it's, like, a scene.
Or when it's long, like, they just keep going.
Yeah, it's...
I'm like, I'd be fine if you just fade to black now. I get it.
Did you watch Bridgerton?
No, just TikToks.
Okay, yeah, same. But are you like a big cozy movie person? Because I think, you know, when in the autumn, it's time for cozy movies.
Can you give me an example of a cozy movie?
No.
My only thought is Disney. I feel like Disney is cozy because family, right? Just the feels.
Yeah. Maybe I am just thinking it is movie season.
Oh, yeah.
Like Halloween movies, Christmas movies, and it's just an activity that you do when it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
You put on a movie versus the summer. I was thinking that the summer is a very high intensity season. So you're like doing activities, you're outside all the time, kids are out of school, you know, it's like go, 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 go. And then in the fall, it's more like chilly, cozy, blanket, TV, veg out kind of weather.
Mm.
But I would imagine that's actually not the case because holiday season is like a busy season.
Yeah.
What is your take?
I agree. Because also for the summer, I think that when it's hot, I just want to be inside with the AC. Like things are just inside.
Oh.
Because if you recall, you are a sun person. And I am not a sun person. And when I think of fall and winter, I think about how the parks are really cool. Cool weather. Not cool. Cool. And I just think about like taking a nice stroll in the park because it's overcast and it's cool. And you can just walk around and have a good time. Nice morning stroll. And you can go to the park whenever you want. You don't have to worry about it being so hot and you'll be all sticky. And mosquitoes won't get you because they're all gone. So I think of going out in the winter.
That is absolutely the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Because my counterpoint to that is that, you know, when it's cold outside and you mm-hmm. have to wear long sleeves and a jacket,
mm-hmm.
but if you're walking around the park, you start to get warm. What are you going to do with all your layers? You have to take them off and carry them?
So you have to balance your layers, knowing. So I'm thinking a night leggings, tennis shoes, long sleeve, crew neck. No puffy jacket because the crew neck and long sleeve inside will suffice as you are increasing the body temperature as you're walking. And then you're holding like a nice cup of tea.
But when you're walking and with a cup, it's hard to drink and walk at the same time.
That's true. So the cup is actually a hand warmer. It was a trick.
Because whereas in the summer, you got your smoothie, which guess what? Has a straw, which makes it so easy to walk and drink at the same time.
How are we friends?
How are you a Southern California girly and you don't like the sun? I need some sun friends. Where are they at? They're outside and I'm inside. That's the answer.
Yeah. So basically, I like it cool, but I don't like it cold, like snowy, which is why I'm a SoCal girl, because there's no snowy here.
That's true.
Defending my SoCal-ness.
I'm going to be honest. The whole concept of a long sleeve under a crew neck is really weird to me. The crew neck is the long sleeve.
No.
Why would you put something on underneath it? And now I'm wondering, is that what I've been missing the whole time? Is that what I need to be doing? Long sleeve and crew neck, and suddenly I will be a cool weather girly.
Yes, because if you feel like that extra layer, like you require another layer over the crew neck, like are you doing like short sleeve crew neck or like naked and just crew neck? However you're doing it, and then you require another layer because you're too cold, maybe you should try it out this season and see how you roll with it.
But I don't like it. The long sleeve and mm-hmm. the crew neck
mm-hmm.
are too, like, your long sleeve gets twisted within your crew neck.
I see. Is your crew neck baggy?
Yeah.
And it still gets twisted because it's loose inside?
Yeah. Is your long sleeve tight? Like long johns? Like thermals?
No, they're usually loose too. So I've got loose crew neck, loose inside shirt, and a bralette. So like the my long sleeves kind of like hang off my neck seductively.
Okay, I will give it another shot, and maybe that is what I have been missing my whole life. Because, to be fair, when I do go into work in the winter, I will wear a long sleeve underneath my sweater because it's cold. I have found the solution to all of my problems. Thank you, Amy.
We will see. I know you are a sun girly, so we will see.
I can't wait for us to walk in the park together with our warm drinks.
Yes. Sounds lovely.
Amy, the way you said yes implies no.
Well, just because I was trying to think, because you talked about like the straw thing. So then I had like a vision of you with the nice warm drink with a straw. And then I'm like, that's
not. No, I will have to forego the straw.
Or you can get an iced drink.
In the winter, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to hear your song of the week. Drum roll, please. Do you have one?
No. Do you have one?
Yes. Ooh, I just liked it today because... Actually, no. Oh my goodness. Okay. I don't remember if we talked about this. So if I already said it, then I already said it, and I'll choose another one. Did I tell you that I liked Ed Sheeran?
No.
So he released an album called Autumn Variations, and it's just all acoustic, and it's supposed to be autumn vibes, which is totally perfect for this episode. And so I've just been putting the whole album on shuffle and repeat when I'm working, just to get into the nice, chill autumn vibes. And it's really nice. And kind of like what I've told you before is the more I listen to it, the more I start liking like certain songs. So that's how it's going. And I really like it. As a whole album, it's very nice for the weather.
Okay,
so
you don't have one favorite?
I don't have one favorite yet, but I do know that a lot of people specifically like Plastic Bag. But one that just stood out to me today is That's On Me.
That's On Me. Okay. So your recommendation is basically the whole album, but the one that stood out today is That's On Me.
Mm-hmm. And then listen to Plastic Bag if you don't like That's On Me, and it would be like, oh, you liked what the audience mainly liked.
Okay. Well, you know how you really like that song that I sent you by Old Dominion called Memory Lane?
It's so good. I still listen to it.
So they released their album that song was on.
Oh.
So I don't know if you want to give it a listen, but I wouldn't say
the whole album is good.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the whole album is as good as that one song is, but one of the ones that I did like is called Different About You, and I also like I Should Have Married You.
Ooh, okay. I'm adding it now. It's funny because I'm looking at like the plays for each song, and so the difference between I Should Have Married You and Different About You is so significant.
Wait, what is it?
Well, I Should Have Married You, it might have been a single too. It's at 12 million. And then Different About You is at 860,000.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think because they released, like, I do think they did, like, a bunch of singles actually from the album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I haven't, like, listened to them, like, consistently. I just listened to it once, and those are the ones that, like, I like.
Yeah, no, me too. Sometimes things just, like, stand out.
So, just wanted to let you know, and then you can give them a listen, and then you can let me know maybe what songs you like, because I was like, she liked that one song, so the album is out now.
I'm excited! I haven't been listening to a lot of new music, so the Ed Sheeran album was the first album that I listened to that's new in a while, and so I will listen, give this album a listen. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, no problem. But to end this episode, I would like to know if you are undefeated in your league.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now that we actually have a very special opportunity for me to find out right now, because it was a very... This week, I was undefeated, but a few of my players, so my quarterback from the Colts got hurt, and he's the season-ending injury. And then I had a few other... I think my tight end was out, and so... The percentage kept going back and forth of me winning or not winning. And so all my players finished on Sunday, and I was ahead by 18 points. And my opponent has Dak Prescott, who happens to be playing when we're recording this. And so when I looked at it last time, it didn't look like I was going to win. So then I was like, maybe he'll just throw a bunch of interceptions and then I'll win. So right now, I will see if I... So Dak Prescott got 24 points and I was handed my first loss of the season.
I'm so sorry. Well, that's a really sad way to end the podcast.
But, you know, the thing is that you just have to have a winning record to make it to playoffs. And so...
Exactly. You don't have to be undefeated.
You don't have to be undefeated. So maybe it's better to lose now.
Yeah. You did really, really well so far. We're like, what, 6 weeks in? So good job, Amy, actually.
Thank you. I'm very sad that my quarterback has a season-ending injury.
That is sad. But who do you have now?
So I have the Atlanta Falcons quarterback. Mm. I mean, they're not awesome, but I mean, the quarterback will do something.
Yeah, you were close.
Yeah.
Yeah. You almost won.
I'll keep you
updated.
Actually,
you're really, really close.
I know, yeah.
Thank you. Well, I hope everybody has a great week.
Yes, thank you for joining us today.
Bye. Bye.